สบายดีก็ซื้อวินาพุนเซีย
เจ้าว่าภาษาลาวเก่งบ่
ก็น้อยเว้าหน่อยนึงบ่ได้เว้าเก่ง
แต่อย
บ
า
่
ก
ได
ว
้
่า
เว้าหลาย
เป็นภาษาลาวหรือว่าเป็นภาษาอังกฤษ
สิเว้าภาษาอังกฤษ
โอเคเจ้าเกิดอยู่ไส
ก็น้อยเกิดอยู่อเมริกาอยู่เวอร์จิเนีย
เจ้าไปอยู่ High School จังห้องเรียน High School เจ้าแม่น
High School Herndon High School United Virginia
หลังจากจบ High School แล้วเจ้าไปเรียนใด
ก็ไป Virginia Tech at the college in Southern Virginia can I hear CP can I hit physical therapy no my major at Virginia Tech was more of health and nutrition I didn't go to after I finished at Virginia Tech I went to physical therapy schoolAt Virginia Commonwealth University for 3 years. Yes, I work at a clinic. I work at a variety of places. It's specific to my job. Most people work at one place. I work at a couple different places. So, I could be working at a clinic one day or a couple days, and then I'll go to the hospital and work there, and then I can go to a intensive rehab facility. I have a variety of patients. I have a lot of older patients, more of the 50-year-olds and older. And then I have a couple younger patients who have, like, sports injuries or just back pain who come in for therapy. Usually the doctors do the x-rays. We receive them most of the times from the doctors. They're referred to us, so they've already done a workup. We do our own evaluation to kind of further diagnose what the problem is. We do a variety of things in therapy. We exercise, stretch. I do a lot of walking with my patients if they have trouble walking. But, yeah, I have to put my hands on them to help them out physically. In a clinic, if you were to pay out-of-pocket, as we say, the first session is about $100 for the evaluation. And then after that, each treatment could range anywhere from $30 to probably $50 or $70. When I'm out in the clinic, I could see anywhere from 10 to 12 patients a day. In the hospital, it takes a little bit longer because under the medical conditions that they are, so it takes longer, so probably 6 or 7. Yes, actually, my arm's kind of sore from holding up a patient yesterday. Because she had trouble sitting up. I had to actually hold her up so she could sit. So it's a very laborious job. It takes a lot of energy. It takes a lot of strength. If I can do it by myself, I will. But we do have what we call rehab technicians that help us. So if we do need an extra hand or an extra body, I can always call and they'll come up and help me. Most of my patients... do have a positive result from therapy, and some of them do return back to where they were before, but that's not always the case. As much as I'd like to hope that it works for everyone, it doesn't. Some people don't get the results that they are looking for, or their pain is just too much sometimes that we have to send them back to the doctor.
But they do like being touched, right? In any condition.
Yes, I think even if the patient doesn't get better, I think they have a positive experience from coming to us. You know, we're there not just to help them, but to listen to them, you know, because there's usually a story behind the pain, and it's very frustrating for them. So, so we're there to listen and help them out, and, you know, just to have that human touch, I think, is... does improve their situation, even if it doesn't fix it.
Now, the illness, most of the illness that you see, is it because of the bone broken or mislocated bones?
A variety. It's a variety of things. Now, it depends on where I am. When I'm in the clinic, we see a lot of low back pain. We see a lot of arthritis, you know, just joint pain. We do see a couple broken bones and a lot of people who fall and break their hip or break their leg. And then we see a lot of nerve pain. So people have pinched nerves in their back. They have pain down their legs. So a lot of variety of things. in the hospital, we see a lot of people who are just sick and they're weak. And we see a lot of stroke patients. We see a lot of people who have knee replacements and hip replacements.